Welcome to Marlins Park in Miami, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Miami Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The center fielder, Leonis Martin. Batting third. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jordan Luplow. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Corey Kluber. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Corey Kluber. For the Miami Marlins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Curtis Granderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Miguel Rojas. Batting third. The right fielder, Brian Anderson. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Starlin Castro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Martin Prado. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jorge Alfaro. Batting 7th. The third baseman, John Birdie. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Ross L. Herrera. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Caleb Smith. Pitching for the Miami Marlins, Caleb Smith. And now, play ball. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lindor strikes out swinging. One out. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martin strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Ramirez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Granderson bunts in front of the plate for a base hit. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rojas hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Rojas moves to third. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Rojas scores. It's 1-0, Marlins. Starlin Castro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Castro hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Santana makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Martin Prado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prado hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Prado is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santana hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Santana is out. One out. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball four. Luplow is on with a walk. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jorge Alfaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alfaro strikes out swinging. One out. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Birdie hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Birdie is out. Two outs. Ross L. Herrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Herrera hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Herrera is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis strikes out swinging. 1 out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Perez hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's Indians, 1, Marlins, 1. Corey Kluber is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kluber strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Caleb Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Smith hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Smith is out. 1 out. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Granderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Granderson strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive deep towards center. Martin makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Marlins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin bunts in front of the plate. Smith scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Ramirez moves to second. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Starlin Castro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a fly ball towards right. Luplow is there to make the catch. 1 out. Martin Prado is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Prado is 0 for 1 in the game. Prado hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Prado is out. 2 outs. Jorge Alfaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alfaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Alfaro hits a ball towards second. Kipnis can't make the play in time. Alfaro gets a base hit. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Birdie is 0 for 1 in the game. Birdie hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Alfaro moves to second. Ross L. Herrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrera hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Herrera is safe at second with a double. Alfaro scores. Birdie scores. It's 3-1, Marlins. Caleb Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Smith is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Luplow hits a fly ball towards center. Herrera makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. Kipnis hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Kipnis is out. Two outs. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Perez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Indians 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Granderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Granderson is hit by the pitch. Granderson is on first. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rojas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. There goes Granderson. The throw from Perez, and he's caught stealing. Rojas strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball towards the mound. Kluber can't make the play in time. Anderson gets a base hit. Dan Otero replaces Corey Kluber as pitcher and batting 9th. Starlin Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castro is 0-for-2 in the game. Castro hits a ground ball towards the mound. Otero throws to first, and Castro is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Maroff pinch hits for Dan Otero batting 9th. Max Maroff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maroff hits a fly ball towards left. Granderson makes the catch for the out. One out. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Lindor is on with a walk. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards short. Rojas makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a pop-up beyond short. Rojas gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Indians 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Tyler Clippard replaces Max Maroff as pitcher and batting 9th. Martin Prado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Prado is 0-for-2 in the game. Prado hits a ground ball towards 3rd. The throw to 1st, and Prado is out. 1 out. Jorge Alfaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alfaro is hit by the pitch. Alfaro is on first. John Birdie batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Birdie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Birdie is on with a walk. Alfaro moves to second. Ross L. Herrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Herrera hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Alfaro scores. Birdie moves to second. It's 4-1, Marlins. Caleb Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith bunts in front of the plate. Clippard scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Birdie moves to third. Herrera moves to second. Two outs. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Granderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Granderson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santana strikes out swinging. 1 out. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive deep towards center. Herrera makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Luplow is safe at second with a double. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. Kipnis hits a line drive towards left field. Granderson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Indians 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Adam Simber replaces Tyler Clippard as pitcher and batting 9th. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rojas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rojas hits a line drive towards first. Santana makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ground ball towards first. Santana fields it and makes the out, unassisted. 2 outs. Starlin Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Castro is 0 for 3 in the game. Castro hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Castro is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Drew Steckenrider replaces Caleb Smith as pitcher and batting 9th. Roberto Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Perez is out. 1 out. Jake Bowers pinch hits for Adam Simber batting 9th. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowers strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Lindor is on with a walk. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Indians 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Neil Ramirez replaces Jake Bowers as pitcher and batting 9th. Martin Prado is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Prado is 0 for 3 in the game. Prado hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Prado is out. 1 out. Jorge Alfaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alfaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Alfaro strikes out swinging. 2 outs. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Birdie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Birdie hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Rossell Herrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Herrera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Herrera hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Ramirez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sergio Romo replaces Drew Steckenrider as pitcher and batting 9th. Rossell Herrera moves from center fielder to left fielder. Isaac Galloway replaces Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. ES Curtis Granderson as center fielder batting 1st. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards center. Galloway makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 4-2, Marlins. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Tyler Naquin pinch hits for Jordan Luplow batting 6th. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Naquin hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0-for-3 in the game. Kipnis hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Anderson is there to make the catch. The game is over. The final score, Miami Marlins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Marlins Park in Miami.